has it been so far this spring, getting your hands on the guys for another year?
It's been great. It's been a wonderful opportunity. You know, I'm very appreciative of the Raiders having faith in me and Jack having faith in me to give me this chance. It's been a lot of fun to dive in with the guys and, you know, have a little bit broader scope and be able to stop in different rooms and, you know, see the offense evolve. So it's been fun.
For any coach, you have different influences along the way. For you, who have you taken kind of pieces from different staffs you've been on just to become the coach you are in terms of your style?
Yeah, the biggest influence in my coaching style is probably Scott Linehan. He's really my mentor in this profession. I worked with him a long time, Minnesota, St. Louis, and Detroit. So Scott and I have remained very close, and that's probably where most of my personality comes from as a coordinator. But there's certainly been a lot of guys along the way that have really influenced me. You know, everybody knows Mike Tice gave me my first coaching contract, you know, and he's really helped instill certain beliefs about, you know, how an offense is run and a system's put together. So I owe a lot to a lot of people along the way, and I'm very fortunate for that.
Talk in February about you tinkering some of the offense that was here before. Is that going on now, or is it mostly still the install? Is that mostly still the basic similar stuff, or how much has changed?
Yeah, we've got most of the wrinkles ironed out, you know, things that we want to adjust. Now it's just putting them into action and kind of practicing them on the turf in between the white lines. And, you know, I think a good offense is ever evolving. I think you're finding ways to get better schematically, and I think the responsibility of a coaching staff is to always look for a way to tweak things so it best suits your personality and your personnel. And so it's constant adjustment, but for the most part, all the major tweaks are done.
How does adding a guy like Marshawn Lynch to the personnel maybe affect how you put an offense together? What's he bringing?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I wouldn't say that because of him we're changing anything. It's just nice to have another piece added to the puzzle. We really like the young backs that we have, and we feel like Marshawn added to that group is really going to solidify our running back situation and give us a chance to put our best foot forward in the run game and in protection and pass game.
Todd, what's your approach when you have a guy like Marshawn, who's a veteran, who hasn't typically even attended OTAs? I saw him today kind of exchanging, huddling up with you and Derek. He seems to be really immersing himself in learning more than I've seen in the past.
Yeah, you know, it's neat. I think it's a testament to Marshawn as a whole. Yeah, he hadn't really been an off-season attendee, but he showed that it's important to him to integrate himself not only into the offense but just into the locker room and with the coaching staff. And so it's been nice to have him around. You know, did a little bit more today, and we're excited about where he's at. And just the type of person he's been so far has been outstanding.
What are your early impressions of what type of person he is?
He's a hard worker, and he's a football junkie. He loves football, and he loves talking ball. So, you know, I've really enjoyed the conversations we've had up until this point, and I think that he brings a veteran savvy with a fun personality behind it that makes it a really good combination.
I've heard a few players say something to the effect of that the difference, what you've brought is I've heard someone say that they let us be us. What do you think that means, and what is your approach to instilling that?
I'm not sure what that means. No, I think, you know, the players we have in this building garner a certain amount of respect. We have a great group of veterans and some really hardworking young guys. So I like taking feedback from them on ways we can adjust things. You know, earlier we were talking about adjustments to the system or little tweaks. Sometimes it's their idea. There's no pride in authorship from me on how we're going to do things. If there's something that's better suited to our players, I want to hear about it. It's my job to digest that and be the filter or the funnel, you know, from all the broad scope ideas and see what fits our offense. But as a whole, I just want our players to have confidence in what they're doing. I think you can play faster when you're confident. And if you have a sense of ownership in the scheme, you're going to play even faster.
In terms of bottom line and bringing a team from behind to win, I mean, Derek Carr had a year last year that Hall of Fame quarterbacks sometimes have never had in terms of, you know, fourth quarter comebacks and such. But I'm sure you and he both see things that he can do better. Can you? Is there anything that you can point to that you want to say, I want to see you do this better this year?
I tell you, the best thing about Derek, and I mean this sincerely, is that he wants to be great. And he understands to be great, it's always a learning process. It's always a growing process. And for him, it could be something as small as a lead foot placement on an outbreaker to his left. And he wants to drill that and work it and work it and work it because he happened to leave, one ball inside a little bit in a team period or something like that. So for him, it's just consistency It's taking those little details and refining them as much as he possibly can, so that when he's got the perfect look, when he's got the opportunity to attack a one-on-one, he's as accurate as he can be, or get us in and out of the right plays in the right situations.
Can you talk about Jared Cook? What does he bring to the offense that you guys didn't have last year?
Boy, I tell you, he's an impressive-looking human being, isn't he? He's a big, long guy, runs really well, stretches the field vertically inside. He's a matchup nightmare for linebackers and most safeties. He really brings a sense in the passing game of a mismatch that we can count on week in and week out. Beyond that, and kind of what I'm pleasantly surprised with, is he's a really good inline blocker as well. You know, Jared's versatility is going to be something that we're able to feed on a little bit and use him in different packages, pair him with other tight ends or other receivers, and we're excited to see the volume he can handle.
Is his presence just naturally make you guys better equipped for more 12 personnel than maybe years past?
Yeah, you know, I think when you start accumulating talent on offense, you don't worry as much about how much you're going to be in one personnel grouping or the other. You just look for ways to attack the defense, you know.
Mission with Derek, great quarterbacks. A hallmark of those is handling a lot offensively, checking in and out of plays, just a greater command of the offense as they mature into the league. Mm-hmm. Now going into year four, is more on his plate than ever, and in what regard, is if so?
I don't know that I'd say more on his plate than ever. I think maybe there's a little more fluid stream of communication. You know, I've been with Derek the last couple of years, so I kind of know how he thinks. I know what he likes and what he doesn't like. And sometimes it's just as easy as reading his body language. And if he doesn't like a certain route combination versus a certain look we're getting, then I'll just steer clear from it. There's been a lot made about his ability to change things at the line of scrimmage and so on and so forth. To me, the quarterback's an extension of the play caller anyways. And I think he and I having the relationship that we have and understanding each other and the way we think about football is probably about as dynamic as that analogy needs to get.
His jump from year one to year two was really substantial. And then from year two to year three, it was substantial again. Can you expect another quantum leap, essentially, from someone who's already as good as he is now?
Yeah, I think I would be doing my job poorly if I didn't expect improvement out of every one of our players, not just Derek. But to your question, Derek's growth and ascension as a quarterback is a tribute to his hard work. And I can tell you that he's only upped his sense of urgency to put out the best version of himself. So I would anticipate his hard work paying off.
What did you see out there today from your offense? What did you think?
You know, a little bit of Memorial Day hangover, if you will. You know, certainly need to iron out a couple things and get some rough patches smoothed out. But I like the effort, and I think the attention to detail will come with everybody getting reacclimated to being back in OTAs and not on a holiday weekend. But overall, I was pleased with their attention and effort.
What are you seeing out of Cook during his first full off-season program? And do you think that he really benefited from his experience last year, kind of being thrust in? And do you anticipate real growth from him now that he's in a full professional off-season and things like that?
Yeah, I think, he's such a pro and a guy that wants to do things right that the more he's around meetings, out of practice, and understands what we're looking for in the system, he'll just continue to grow and grow. You know, he's one of those guys that he wants you to paint a picture for him of how you want it done, and then he's going to do his best to replicate that picture. So we're excited about where he's at this offseason and expect a lot of fun things in the future.
Last year helped him some that he was able to start. He got thrust into a very tough spot, but kind of like weathering through that, do you think that will help him?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think any experience in football gives you the ability to draw on those experiences and put your best foot forward.
What have you seen on Porter Allen so far? Are there ways you guys think you can use him or maybe hasn't been used in the past?
Yeah, he's a fun tool. I won't speak too much about how he was used in the past. That's somebody else's job, but I can tell you that we're going to have fun looking for ways to get him involved in the offense. He's a big, strong, physical, dynamic, with the ball in his hands type player, and we're excited to see what he can do for us.
I would say he's a downfield receiver. A lot of what he's done has been bubble screens and just get the ball in his hands and let him run. What is he like in terms of downfield?
Yeah, I've liked what I've seen so far. He's done a nice job.
players have mentioned you brought your style to the offense. What is the Todd Downing style? How would you describe that?
I don't know. I think I like to just look for matchups and try to exploit those matchups and let guys go win their one-on-one battles. You know, I think that the roster that Reggie and Jack have put together, you know, gives us the ability to kind of be a Swiss Army knife and use whatever tool we need to. And so I'm excited about creating those matchups, against the Raiders defense for a few more weeks here and into training camp, but then as we game plan as well.
Have you seen any differences in Amari this spring?
I tell you what, he's coming to work with a purpose. He really has been impressive the way he's attacked each day. He's working on the small things, working on things that maybe hindered him as the season went on last year, and I think that you're going to see an impressive version of Amari in 2017.
What'd you make of that second half?
Of his second half?
Yeah. What'd you make of it?
Be honest with you, I was so focused on being a great quarterback coach at that point, I wasn't really analyzing his game, it'd be unfair for me to sit here and talk to you about the second half of the season for him last year.
How was your first week on social media? You enjoy that? All the armchair.
Yeah, you can see I've had, two posts? That's about how much you can expect from me on that.
Been with EJ before. Why hasn't it clicked for EJ in the past? What do you think? How do you solve that, if it's a problem, or how do you fix him, I guess?
EJ is a good kid. I don't know if fix is the right word. Just polish a little bit, I think. And he's certainly got a great skill set. He's a wonderful kid. He's very sharp. And I think sometimes it's just a matter of getting a little change of scenery for someone and a breath of fresh air, and they can kind of hit the reset button and start again. So we're excited about where EJ's at.
How open are you to meeting with players individually and getting their feedback on what they think they'd like to see from the offense and what their strengths are and whatnot?
Yeah, I like to do it kind of at practice. I think earlier you were mentioning my one-on-one with Marshawn, and I like to kind of be a walk-around guy that gets feedback during practice. Sometimes it might be a downtime during special teams period, or it might be in pre-practice when they're stretching, but I certainly like to get every opportunity I can to get their feedback and make sure they feel like they have a voice. I tell the guys in the offensive meeting, there's a sliding scale to that. If you're a rookie and you've never taken a snap in the NFL, my attention span might not be that long. But if you're Donald Penn or Rodney Hudson or one of those guys, I'll listen.
A number of young players that play every year for you, young wide receivers. Can you tell in the spring, number whatever is a player? This guy's going to be a player for us. Or does it really take the training camp within the preseason to really get a full picture? Can you tell in the spring?
Yeah, it builds excitement. It builds excitement to see what they can do when we put pads on in training camp. I don't think out here in pajamas you can do too much on evaluating a guy's long-term contribution level. But it certainly, you see some things from a skill set standpoint that make you excited to see what they're going to do when we go to Napa and when we head to Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know if you're comfortable singling anybody out, but any of these young guys, the more unheralded, these undrafted rookies that have impressed?
I'll do this for you. I'll tell you that there's no one that has disappointed me. How about that?
You guys, we got time for one more.
The offense was pretty good last year. Is there any kind of sense you're guarding against tinkering too much? Do you have a thought in your head about you don't want to tinker too much from what worked last year?
I think there's a certain amount of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but I think you're always, as I said earlier, always looking for ways to just tweak things and kind of adjust them to best fit your personnel and your personality. So we won't be doing wholesale changes. We've talked about that when I first got the job. We discussed that. But there's certainly going to be every stone turned over to look for a way that we can do better.